Gateway News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump and the U.S. delegation greeted at the palace by several dozen elementary school children waving Japanese and American flags as the delegation that kicked off a series of meetings Monday in Japan. Mr. Trump became the first foreign leader to meet with the Emperor Naruhito, who ascended to the throne May 1st. Mr. Trump, who began a four-day visit to Japan on Saturday, started his formal visit Monday. During a media gathering, VOA's Steve Herman asked the president about the rising tensions with Iran and how he felt about Iraq's prime minister acting as a mediator between the U.S. and Iran.
I do believe that Iran would like to talk, and if they'd like to talk, we'd like to talk also. We'll see what happens. But I know for a fact that the prime minister is very close to the leadership of Iran, and we'll see what happens. That would be fine. Nobody wants to see terrible things happen, especially me.
Meanwhile, as Ed Uranian reports for VOA, this comes as Iran's foreign minister met with top Iraqi officials.
The 48-hour visit to Baghdad by Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif follows recent protests by supporters of Iraqi cleric Muqtada Sadr, calling for a peaceful resolution to the current escalation of tensions between the U.S. and Iran. During a press conference Sunday with his Iraqi counterpart, Zarif insisted Tehran was still abiding by the 2015 nuclear accord with the P5+1 group of countries. But he added Tehran would respond to economic and military actions taken by Washington. He says Iran will defend itself against efforts to wage war against it, either economic or military, in order to cause damage to the Iranian people.
It's Ed Uranian reporting, and this is VOA News. At least three people were killed and several dozens wounded Sunday morning when a Pakistan security force, or force says, and protesters skirmished at a security checkpoint. The military blamed the incident in close to Afghanistan's border on the leaders of the PTM, a local rights movement. The country's sitting government supported the military's version of events, while several of the largest opposition parties seemed to be supporting PTM after the incident. House Democrats remain divided on the question of whether or not to impeach President Trump. AP correspondent Mike Hepburn.
Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, who chairs the House Democratic Caucus, says the party needs to focus on its agenda. But Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib believes more Democrats are favoring impeachment. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News Sunday that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is battling her members.
She knows that impeachment would be political suicide.
Fewer than one-third of the 23 Democrats vying for the presidential nomination have called for impeachment. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Smaller European parties saw a surge of support in continent-wide election for the European Parliament in what politicians and analysts agree will likely be seen as the most consequential since 1979, when European Union voters first began casting ballot for the bloc's legislature. Early results Sunday suggest that 751-seat parliament will be more fragmented than ever before. Smaller parties, both Eurosceptic and pro-EU ones, fared well at the expense of their more established and larger center-right and center-left rivals. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Vanessa Johnston reports, as French President Emmanuel Macron tries to move the European Union towards tighter integration, his centrist alliance suffered a defeat.
Celebration at a rally for France's far-right nationalist party led by Marine Le Pen, as exit polls showed it just ahead of President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance Sunday. Its anti-immigration, anti-Brussels platform leading a nationalist surge in Sunday's EU Parliament elections. It was only a narrow victory, just one seat, but it was a bitter pill to swallow for those who had hoped voters would heed Macron's message and embrace Europe as an answer to its economic challenges rather than see it as a problem. Overall, official projections showed pro-EU parties held on to two-thirds of the seats in the EU Parliament, with Liberals and Greens making big gains.
That is Reuters' Vanessa Johnston reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. And stay tuned because I'm going to rock the African continent one more time. Our first stop today is going to be Cameroon with the sound of John Boisjean. And this is Bibotan from Cameroon to the Central African Republic, Mama Ateka by Jesu Lokota. And then to Equatorial Guinea with Mulema by Kendo. But right now, Bibotan by John Boisjean of Cameroon.
Machaya wulen ying a chan, makema chodi botane ya no ye. Mema nyame nango yi bi botane mon fils, sois obéissant. Machaya wulen ying a chan, makema chodi botane ya no ye. Mema nyame nango yi bi botane mon fils, sois obéissant. John Boxer. Majabi botana mamero.
by Kendo of the Equatorial Guinea, and before that, Mama Ateka by Jesu Lokota of the Central African Republic, and then Bibotan by John Boisson of Cameroon. This is the African Beat, and I'll be right back.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned! Hi, I'm Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Monday through Friday, with me, David Vandy. Welcome back to the show. This time, the African Beat moves to the Cameroon. Said Comorien in Cheza, Zaki Latino. And right after that, Bell's Technique by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia. And then Body Rule, Kenyan Girl by Mr. Ray of Kenya. But first, Cheza, Zaki Latino by Said Comorien of the Cameroon.
Yeah. African beats. African beats. African beats.
I'm locking, so bad again. I'm locking. Body Rule by Mr. Ray of Kenya. Before that, Bell's Techno by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia and Cesar's Zaki Latino by Said Comorien of the Comoros.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. This is Fire by Caddy Black of Sierra Leone. And after that, Dame B by Agia Bomofo of Ghana. But first, Fire by Caddy Black.
Babylon style, Caddy Black no go mash up at all. they could have make it all on sight. Them up for the people, miss the crassy for the rule. Stop all the fussing and fighting at this ground. Divided, miss scatter, united we go stand. Forget about the past, can make we build this nation. No matter where you go, there is no place like home. Home sweet home, can make we make home.
Of Ghana in Dame B and then Fire by Cardi Black of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vanney here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records. Stay close, I'll be right back.
African Beat
is the best. It's number one. We love it.
Yeah, we don't do am again.
We going higher and higher, chasing the sky.
You
come on a mirror. Anything I put me up and I go. I say who say better than I do. The mountain, buckle the hip ties, don't make the shake you. You be the pilot, take control. You got the power, you got the will. Show the say you not got the game. I say, who da be toxin? Who da be fusing? Who da be make lexin? I dem baba be building. Who da be say we not go make
em?
We going higher and higher.
Chasing the sky.
You da ba moko and hating.
Look we da fly.
We busy counting the blessings.
Goes to Zambia. We crisscrossing the continent. Bambikile Umuti by Danny, and right after that to South Africa. Ato in Haibo. But first, Bambikile Umuti by Danny of Zambia.
Mami wandiwe, alabambikile Umuti. Ekweba, ekufuaya pandi kuyo mulobe ni. Ebiya, inshande chula. Ebomba, nshiwandiwa. Bambikile Umuti.
Fin, inch devio, devio, ufa devio. justifié. I can never do that, never do that. You see, a findanda, my baby. Abatu kumwa evengi. Bambia vaneswa babufi, babufi. So baby, yeah. Nishande chula, nishiwandunga. Bambiki ryo mutimu mazoi wani, baby, yeah. Nishande chula,
papa,
bayo bambinga. Chikashana no shetani chachini, baby we are. Nishande chula, nishi wangunga. Bambiki ryo mutimu mazoi wani, baby we are. Nishande chula, mayo bambinga. Uyo chikashana no shetani chachini.
Arthur of South Africa, and then Bambikile Umoti by Danny of Zambia. Well, I'm sure you've had a wonderful time with me today, so I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vanney here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
This is the